Welcome back to Beyond the Uniform. I'm Justin Asiri. Normally, I interview veterans or go through data intended to help those in the military decide what they want to do in their civilian career and figure out how to succeed in that role. Today is a very short in-between-isode where I'm going to be just going through the results of a survey that I sent out in November 2017. And I wanted to thank all of those, all of you who took the time to answer my survey about the types of interviews you'd like to hear more of in 2018. Honestly, this was an enormous boost of encouragement. I read each and every response and so very much appreciated the incredibly kind, uplifting, and encouraging messages you took the time to write. You know, sitting on this side of the microphone, it can be difficult to assess the impact the show is having on the veteran community. And I was very touched by the notes you shared in the survey about how this is helping you in your career. So the survey gave me not only some fantastic directional information, but also topped up my emotional gas tank to delve even deeper into topics for Beyond the Uniform in the year ahead. Here's some of the things that stood out to me from the survey. First of all, when it comes to the length of military service for the people I interview, I was surprised it doesn't really matter to all of you as much as I thought it did. Most of you prefer veterans with 7 to 12 years of service. That seems to be the sweet spot. But this was followed by those with less than 5 years of service, those with 13 to 19 years of service, and kind of distantly beyond that, those with 20 years or more of service. That seemed to be the least interesting for you. What do I take from this? Well, I'll put a slight emphasis on those who have served for 12 or 7 years between that range of service. But for the most part, it seems like a good interview and an interesting career is what matters most, so I'll prioritize that. When it comes to the types of interviews you'd like to hear more of, there were some trends. The biggest seemed to be that you all like variety. You would like to get more coverage of more topics. So in 2018, we are going to get freaky. I will cast a wider net. I will try to find more outlandish careers, more careers that I haven't delved into previously to really give you that lens of all the different options out there. To that end, recommendations are always welcome. Some of the most requested industries were technology, finance, consulting, and real estate. And some of the more common functional roles you requested were business development, product, program, and project management, and marketing. I had a free form comment field, and that was really encouraging and informative. A few things that stood out was, first of all, the day-to-day details matter to many of you. For those of you who listened to my interview with Wes Gray, it comes out very soon. It is over the top, incredibly impressive. I think that comes out on Monday if you're listening to this in real time on Friday. Wes, you'll hear in that interview, I ask specifically to delve into the day-to-day details. That's something I'll continue to do in the interviews ahead. Challenges and mistakes also stood out. Some of the comments gave the sense that, yes, you want to hear about the success stories and you want to hear about the home runs, but you also want an honest assessment of what went wrong and what challenges they faced in their career. Many of you asked about the duration of time it takes to find a job. That makes sense now that you've articulated that. It's a great question. I can see how relevant that would be for those of you on active duty, so I'll make sure to key in on that on future interviews as well. Tons of other great thoughts. Thank you again to all of you who shared your opinions in that survey. It means a lot, and it'll help me give a tune-up to future episodes. So from here, I'm literally just spending time on LinkedIn, finding the roles you all requested, reaching out. It does take some time for people to respond and for me to find the right fit. But be sure to sign up on the newsletter. I'll be using that to solicit interviews for some of the harder to find careers as well. One more thing, I'm very fired up about the online events that will be occurring in January. Sign up to get more information. Veterans in Consulting, I've locked in the date. That's January 17th at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. I have also secured all three speakers. It's going to be epic. All three of these people went directly from active duty. They went to a top-tier consulting firm, specifically McKinsey, Bain, or Boston Consulting Group. We're going to talk about everything. Literally in 75 minutes, you're going to walk away knowing everything you need to know about the field of management consulting, how to get a job, how to dress for the interview, how to prepare for the interview, what life looks like, what salary looks like what career progression looks like, what the lifestyle is like, every single thing you could possibly want to know. And I'll be soliciting questions from attendees. We'll be doing a live Q&A period. I think it's going to be absolutely incredible. I will be charging for this event. It's one way of helping offset the cost of the podcast, but also making sure you get emotional buy-in to be there. It will be, depending on whether or not I find a sponsor, either the price of two beers or the cost of one movie, so won't be breaking the bank, but I guarantee you will get several orders of magnitude back on that from that payment. That's all for this in-betweenisode. Thank you again for the survey results. Thank you for all of those who have filled out a positive iTunes review. And I will be back very soon with a lot more interviews. Very excited about it. Take care.